corner life and what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind.
All right, welcome back in here to the Chase and Big Joe Show live from the Omni Nashville Hotel. Downtown Nashville, Kitchen Notes, Mike Organ sitting in for Chase McCabe, who is so proud of him. He's in New York City getting his yet another LinkedIn certification for cloud storage. So big party they're having up there tonight. Chase will be back here on Monday. All right, we talk about being hyper-local for Metro schools. Anytime we can support them and spread the word about things they're doing, we can do that. Let's bring in a good friend of mine, Kobe Ginsberg. He's the head baseball coach at Lawson High School. They've got a big golfing event coming up, plus something special in January that's going on. He'll tell us about it. Kobe, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, JoJo. How are you?
It's good. Did you just wake up? Or are you smoking?
Both. Yes, smoking in bed, actually, yes.
doing both. That's good. All right, you have a golf tournament.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of students that are listening to me, so I'm a little nervous with the crowd, but like, we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
You can do this, buddy. You have no problem performing under pressure. Look, all right, so Lawson's got a golf tournament going out there. First of all, how long – this is the old Hillwood High School, now Lawson. How long have you been there, and what's the special event you got, and what does it benefit?
This is the second year of Lawson. We're the new high school out in Bellevue. It is the former Hillwood High School. If you have not been out here, it's beautiful. I mean, it's a small college campus, all state-of-the-art. It's unbelievable. We are hosting a golf tournament to benefit the Lawson baseball program on November 2nd at Greystone at 8 a.m. shotgun start to raise money to run our program.
What is the – look – I've talked to you before. I know you buy baseballs out of your pocket. You pay umpires out of your pocket. You do so. Man, you're going broke doing this. But, Kobe, you don't do this for the glory or look at me. Why do you do this?
For the kids. I mean, like, you know, you want to provide it. And we've talked about this before. And, again, this is no shot on the district. It's the biggest district in the state. And they don't provide any funding for the athletic departments for any of the sports programs. And so in order to survive and succeed, you have to raise money fundraising. And that's for everything for baseball to like you said, to equipment, to putting grass down on the field. Like all of that has to come from private funding. And so we fundraise to give the kids the best opportunity to play on the best fields and have the best looking uniforms. It's the proverbial look good, play good, and so that translates into success on the field.
If you're watching on the stream, thank you for the Lawson baseball hat that I wear every single day because it's perfect. So thank you for that. All right, so the golf tournament we put
like
up on our socials.
We play a little game of like where's Waldo with the Lawson baseball hat. So we appreciate it.
It's been everywhere the last 6 months. The golf tournament, Greystone, how can people, we're going to put it on our socials, but how can people get more information about this?
So we have a website, LawsonBaseballBoosters.givebacks.com. If you go there, you can sign up a team. You can sign up individually. We're looking for whole sponsors. There's going to be great prizes of this. We have a par three for $5,000 for a hole-in-one. So I think that's right up your alley because I've seen you golf. Like it's a no-brainer there. One of the par threes is going to be assigned a Morgan Walling guitar for the closest to the pin. So we got some great stuff. It's going to be a fun day, and hope we can get as many people out to support the program.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, and Mike and I, we both, our love for you guys and Metro coaches is top level with us. All right, so you have an event in January that you recently announced with a very special guest. Tell us about that.
So January 26th, we are going to be doing our first pitch dinner. The place is going to be to be determined at 5:30 is going to be the time. And our guest speaker is Tony Vitello. If you've heard of him, he seems to be a pretty popular guy these days. So as soon as we announced it, my phone has been getting blown up about how you can buy tickets. And, you know, this guy's like the president of Tennessee right now. So, I mean, you get Tony Vitello, I guess they come.
Yeah, and you know him. I mean, you know him well, and he's a good dude. And I see him around the state helping out programs. So that's pretty cool to get him, Kobe.
No, I mean, it's unbelievable, especially, you know, based off the year they had and winning the World Series. But he is a great dude. He likes to give back to the, you know, local high schools as far as coming in speaking and giving motivational speeches. And so, yeah, I mean, it's been a two-year work in progress to nail him down. And we finally got him, so we're excited to have him.
Well, I mean, you're a good friend of mine, but you're pretty popular with the major league players. Real quick, when COVID hit, Who all did you have out because baseball stopped playing, everything's going on, and they were being safe and all that other stuff? The major league players that you had come out to Hillwood High School to do workouts, can you mention those guys?
Sonny Gray, Kurt Casale, Mike Yastrzemski, Kyle Wright, Kumar Rocker. I mean, it was Lance Lynn showed up one day. It was one of those, like, you know, Field of Dreams things that just kept coming out of the parking lot. they had to stay in shape, you know, and so it was just I mean, you name it. They were there. They were, you know, who knew there were that many big leaguers in town, but they sent them home for spring training, and they needed a place to stay in shape. And, you know, Lance Lynn didn't take that part to heart too much, but he still came
right
out and got there.
But, there are a lot of major leaguers that live in town.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea, you know. And I knew a lot of them, but, like, you know, every day there was probably 30 of them on my field at Little Hillwood High School, and it was unbelievable.
Real quick, before I let you go, I know. Are you still doing the Mookie Betts Classic in March?
We are. You know, Mookie's been great to us. He writes the check to cover it. You know, and it's all Metro teams, and so this will be year 4 or 5 of it, I think. And you know, we play a 3-day tournament, and then we play the championship game at Trevecca, and Mookie covers the cost so that, like, the less fortunate schools that don't have the support to fundraising and get to come out and play for free and don't have to pay for umpires or balls or anything. They just show up. You know, umpires for a high school game this year is about $200 a game. And so, like, you play 30 games, like, do the math. Like, that's something that we have to come up with to support. So it's great of Mookie to give back. That's right up in his wheelhouse. Obviously, being a Metro guy playing at Overton, he's been great to support us, and it helps, like, get some games early on for the Metro teams that need to get going.
Kobe, did you see the Mookie's celebrity renovation on CBS, which I think was about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, where he came back and his dad and redid his dad's house? I thought it was fantastic. Did you see it?
I did see it. I mean, that guy, he loves his family, I know that, and so, like, he takes care of them, but, like, that's a different world that I'm not used to.
Yeah, right?
But he went back and talked to his high school coach, and he was part of it too.
Yeah, Mike Morrison, he's a good friend of mine. He's been the head coach at Overton for a long time, and you know, I know he and Mookie stay in touch, and they're in the playoffs and are about to go to the World Series, it seems like. I mean, that's a freight train that's going through New York right now, and so I know that's exciting for them and for Metro baseball.
Again, Kobe Ginsberg, head coach at Lawson High School Baseball. We have it on our socials, the golf tournament, November 2nd. And Grayson, before we let you go, Kobe, let's clarify this.
Here we go.
You went to high school with Snoop Dogg. Is that correct, or middle school? Which one?
I went to elementary school with Snoop Dogg, and I went to high school with Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell. So there you go. The first thing I mentioned on the first day of school, we do this thing called Two Truths and a Lie, and I mentioned that I went to elementary school with Snoop Dogg, and they're like, no. And I mean, it's all about street cred right there.
And then how does Cameron Diaz fit into this?
She is same high school as us and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, so Long Beach Poly.
Okay, all right. So I guess Tiffany Amber was as beautiful then as she is now and everything else?
Yeah.
we'll just leave it at that.
100%.
We'll do that. Kobe, as always, man, you know, I appreciate you. You do a great job, and I talk to the kids and the parents, and you're a valued member of the community for what you give back to these kids. So thank you. Anytime we can help, man, let us know. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you having us on. I'll come out on November 2nd, JoJo. Let's see that golf game.
Oh, that's a perfect golf game. I'll tell you one time about how I hit Charlie Chase with a golf ball, and you'll like that. All right, Kobe, thanks, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
Kobe can expect a phone call from me because I'm going to do a story on that he went to school with Snoop Dogg and Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Seriously.
Real quick story. I mean, Johan Koch. You know Johan, the PGA golfer around here, is really good. I had a golf with him one day. Quick story. Everybody pull up a chair. JoJo time. And so we're at Hermitage, and there's green's like 330 yards. And Johan's like, there's a group of four on the thing. And Johan says, just hit it hard as you can. I said, okay. So Johan hits it. I mean, it's a perfect shot. I mean, it's 300 yards down the middle. So I get it. I'm like, all right, I'm inspired now. Best drive ever. Well, I hit a guy on the green. Right? Hit a guy on the green. And he starts gets in his car. He's furious. He's coming back. Everybody's like, "Uh-oh." I'm like, "Here we go." I'm going to, you know, Mike Eller's my cousin at the Hermitage.
I know that.
We're going to fight. He's going to ban me for life. So this guy's driving back in a golf cart. I mean, he is screaming and cussing at me. And my old party backs up. I'm like, "All right, here we go. We're going to fight." So as he gets closer, I realize it's Charlie Chase.
Charlie Chase was chasing you.
And he's coming up in a golf cart. This is 20-something years ago. And he's like, "Who, blah, blah." I'm like, "Holy cow, you're Charlie Chase." Because, you know, the giant pompadour hair.
Yes.
I'm starstruck.
You're trying to break into local media.
It's Charlie Chase. He's coming to whip my ass. I mean, it'd be the best story ever. So that's my only time I ever had a great drive with
Johan pull him off? Or what happened? Did Mike come out?
Oh, he's like, "Be careful what you're doing." And I was like, "You're Charlie Chase. Oh, my God. You're Charlie Chase. This is the best thing." Nobody in the group knew who Charlie Chase was. I was like, "You guys understand. I mean, this guy, if you live group in Nashville, it's Charlie Chase." I mean, I was going crazy. Anyway, all right. Kobe, thank you so much for that. Well, we'll take a break. Mike Organ with us this morning at the Omni Nashville Hotel. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show. Real quick. Our question of the day, three words you could give your 16-year-old self. 737-1025. Call us or text us. We'll read those. Mike Organ in for Chase. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.